灾难中的灾难是我们离开这个世界以后我们到哪里去。
The crisis among crises, where are we going after we left the world?
我有时候看新闻。
Sometimes when I read the news.
我知道每天都有人过去。
And I know that every day there's somebody die.
啊，特别是现在因着这个武汉肺炎的。
And especially right now for the Wuhan coronavirus.
我不知道大家有没有想过，他们中间有多少人去了天堂，有多少人下了地狱。
I don't know where you thought about how many go to heaven, how many of them go to the hell.
对于去天堂的人，他不算灾难。
For whoever going to heaven, it is not crisis.
对没有能去天堂的人，他是灾难中的灾难。
For those who going to hell is disaster among disasters.
主来的日子越来越近了。
The Lord's second coming coming closer and closer.
现在如果大家去看网上，能够网上看到的讲道，大部分都是在讲世界的末日。
So if you look at the preaching on the internet, it's all talk about the end of days.
因为这个世界的发生非常准确地按照圣经的预言在一步一步地应验。
Because what happened in the world has been predicted in the prophet in the Bible.
那很多人都想知道主到底什么时候再来。
Many people want to know when does Jesus come again.
这是不是这场灾难要告诉我们最重要的一个题目。
Is this the main topic that we should learn among the disaster?
你我如果知道主再来，
If you and me know the second coming of Jesus,
如果没有预备，
If we're not prepared,
你知道了又有什么用？
What's the use of knowing that?
圣经上记载着一个故事。
In the Bible there's a story.
魔鬼看到耶稣来，他就对耶稣说，我的时候没到，你怎么现在来了？
The Satan see Jesus coming, he say, my time is not here, how come you come?
魔鬼知道耶稣再来的日子。
The Satan knows the Jesus coming time.
但是他有没有预备？
But did he prepare for it?
他能不能预备？
Can he prepare for it?
他有没有救恩？
Did he have salvation?
他只有等着那一天下无底坑。
He only can wait until that day going to the end of the hole.
这样的，如果我们知道了主再来，又有什么用？
So if we treat it that way, what's the use of knowing Jesus' second coming?
主再来是让我们加紧步伐，警醒预备。
Jesus' second coming encourages us to prepare for his coming.
如何预备？
How can we prepare for it?
因为这个是很重要的事情啊！武汉这个事情发生了，就有那么多的年轻人、中年人、老年人，就在这短短的这段时间内纷纷离开了这个世界。
This is very important to prepare because during this disaster we see many people die, no matter whether they're old or young.
我个人相信他们有不少人进了天堂，有不少人下了地狱。
I believe among them a lot of men going to heaven, also a lot of men going to hell.
如何预备？
How can we prepare?
我们知道最重要的啊，我们是要加紧更多更深来读圣经，来认识耶稣。
And we know the most important thing is for us to diligently study Bible, get to know Jesus.
因为我们读圣经知道在耶稣审判的时候他会问我们，你认不认识我，或者说他说我不认识你。
Because from the Bible we know that at the judgment day, he will ask us, do you know me? Or I don't know you.
怎么认识耶稣?
How do we know about Jesus?
当然是从圣经上。
It's all from Bible.
所以武汉的疫情如果促使我们更多的读经更多的祷告那个这样的武汉的疫情对我们来说是正面的
So if we treat Wuhan's disaster to encourage us to read Bible more, pray more that is a positive thing that happened to us
如果引起我们恐慌失去平安啊，那是负面的
If it is erase our fear and lose our peace and that is negative for us
我今天跟大家一起分享啊，怎么读圣经
Today I'm going to share with you how to read Bible
啊，我们一起来读这段圣经非常有名的啊，是提摩太后书三章十六到十七节啊，我们一起来好吧来圣经都是神所默示的于教训督责使人归正教导人学义都是有益的叫属神的人得以完全预备行各样的事情啊。
2 Timothy 3:16 All scripture is God's breath and is useful for teaching rebuking, correcting and training in righteousness so that all God's people are many to be thoroughly equipped for every good work
我们知道圣经是从天上传下来的是一本天书
We know Bible is coming from heaven
它讲的都是天上的事
What it describes is all about heaven
所以为我们在地上预备了回天国的这个生活啊，让我们的生活慢慢改变生命改变预备去天国
So it's helping us to get ready to prepare to have the lifestyle as we were in heaven
这里讲到了预备圣经让我们预备行各样的善事
As he says in the scripture is the Bible equip us to doing all the good work
没有圣经没有这段话我们不知道什么是神所喜悦的什么是来自神的善
Without this scripture we do not know what God pleased God and what is a good work
为什么要预备他不是说叫属神的人得以完全行各样的善事
And why he used equip over here
我们知道保罗说过立志行善由得我行出来由不得我
Just like the Paul says that willing to do good works is from me but willing to do good work is not from me
所以耶稣就更深入地把读圣经的目的告诉我们
So Bible specifically talk about the purpose of reading Bible
我们一起来读这段好吧约翰福音五章三十九到四十你们查考圣经因你们以为内中有永生给我做见证的就是这经然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命
John 5:39-40 You study a scripture diligently because you think that them you possess eternal life These are very scriptures that testify about me Yet you refuse to come to me to have life、
yeah. 圣经把我们带到耶稣里面
Bible bring us into Jesus.
圣经向我们启示耶稣
Bible reveal Jesus.
让我们能够靠着耶稣赐给我们的生命行各样的善事这就是预备
Let us to being able to do all good work because of Jesus.
我们自己离了耶稣行不了善
When we're away from Jesus, you cannot do good work.
所以我们要知道耶稣希望我们在圣经里能够认出他能够更 跟他产生一个真正的生命关系。
So we know that Jesus wants us to know him and to establish a lifelong relationship with him.
我们知道圣经大概是三个部分组成。
And we know that three parts of Bible.
啊，旧约、四福音、使徒书信。
Old Testament, Full Gospel, and the letters.
这三个部分都是朝着耶稣。
All three parts go toward Jesus.
旧约是预表耶稣。
The Old Testament, prophet about Jesus.
我们可以从旧约中，你读了39卷书，几乎每一卷都在指向耶稣，指向弥赛亚。
In the 39th chapter in Old Testament, it's all point the prophet of Jesus coming.
那四福音书就更加明确了。
And the four gospels is more clear.
他讲了这位神怎样道成肉身来到地上做人说话行事。
It especially describes how Jesus became human and do things and work.
你说世界上哪一本书能够这么准确的、这么明确的、这么清楚的记载着耶稣的生平？
There's no other book in the world have the, such a clear record of Jesus.
第三个部分书信，从使徒行传一直到启示录。
So the third part is the letters from Acts to the prophet.
是见证耶稣。
And that is the witness of Jesus.
耶稣升天以后，他以圣灵降下，在门徒，在我们心中做工，让我们能够知道他是又真又活的神。
After Jesus going to heaven, the Holy Spirit come down and live among all of us. Let us know that He is the true God.
把耶稣在我们的生活中，在门徒的生活中，在使徒的生活中，能够见证出来。
So we can have the testimony among our life with Jesus' life.
让人看到这批人就知道，他们有一个不同的生命，他们做了一般人做不出的事情，他们说了一般人说不出的话。
So when people see the disciples of Jesus, they can see they are different. They have different God, they act differently, and they do different things.
他们会好奇，因为这些人里面有活的耶稣的生命。
And people will maybe curious about it because those people had the living God in them.
所以，圣经中心就是耶稣。
So the center of Bible is all about Jesus.
如果把耶稣拿掉，圣经的价值就非常低了。
If we take out Jesus, there's very little value of Bible.
所以我们常常称我们自己是新约时代、恩典时代的信徒。
So most of the time we call ourselves is a disciple in the New Testament.
我们知道转一下看看怎么搞。我们看看旧约它怎么预表啊？我们知道圣经旧约是预表耶稣的，再往前面打一下。
So we know the Old Testament is a prophecy of Jesus.
哎，这不动了。可以用手动啊。旧约啊，旧约里面我们看到亚当夏娃犯罪以后，他们用无花果树遮盖羞耻啊，然后耶和华给他们穿上皮衣。
So in the Old Testament, we see Adam and Eve covered their sin with the cloth, and Jesus is the one that covered their sin.
来来来，我们知道这个皮衣 是代表着带着血的动物，因为要把动物杀了以后把这个皮给亚当夏娃穿上，赎去他们的罪，遮盖他们的罪。
And we know the garment is coming from living animals, and if with their blood we able, they able to cover Adam and Eve's sin.
我们现在知道这个皮衣是指什么，是指谁啊，指耶稣。
So now we know the garment means Jesus.
挪亚方舟。
In Noah's ark.
全世界的人都灭亡了，唯独在方舟里的人存活了。
The whole world deceased except those people in the ark.
我有时候真想那个方舱叫方舟多好啊！如果是真正的方舟，进的方舟全部活啊。
And then sometimes I thought it would be good to have ark now. Everybody leave when we go into the ark.
我们知道挪亚方舟预表着谁啊？耶稣。世界将有大灾难，唯独在耶稣里的人可以存活。
So what we know in North Side, they face Jesus. When the whole world have disaster, only who know Jesus will survive.
No, 你怎么又不写了？好，啊啊，怎么还是不通是吧？再往下打开。那么还有啊，旧约中有提到。有很多的这个献祭啊，约柜、会幕、圣殿。
Also in the Old Testament, there's a lot of ceremony and sacrifice mentioned.
啊，也提到以撒被献。
And also talk about the sacrifice of Isaac.
我们知道亚伯拉罕叫以撒，啊，神叫亚伯拉罕把以撒献上。我们知道耶稣自己献上。
So like we know that God asked Abraham sacrifice his son Isaac, and just like Jesus sacrificed himself.
雅各的天梯，雅各在逃亡的时候，天上掉下来一个梯子。
And when Jacob's escape, there's a stairway come from heaven.
预表着谁啊？预表着基督。
That is a representation of Jesus.
天降的玛纳，出水的磐石，在旷野里面。都是预表着基督，因为基督自己说我是从天上降下来赐人生命的粮。
And the story of manna come from heaven, the spring from the rock is all representation of Jesus, just like Jesus saying his thing, he is the food come from the heaven.
啊，然后会幕、圣殿、羔羊、月柜、云柱、火柱，你看看旧约所有的描写，这一切它都是影子，他在指向那个真正的耶稣要来了。
So all the story about tabernacle, temple, lamb, pillars of cloud and fire is all the shadow of Jesus. It's all point toward Jesus.
所以旧约预备着我们，预备着以色列人能够盼望弥赛亚的到来。
So the Old Testament prepared us, preferred Jerusalem people,for the coming of Messiah.
如果我们不读旧约，我们就不知道耶稣多么的宝贝。
If we don't read the Old Testament, we will not treasure how important is Jesus.
旧约中花了大量的篇幅来描写这些事情，为什么？
Why did the Old Testament spend a long time describing this kind of thing?
他们就告诉我们那位真正的弥赛亚，那个基督，他会带来真正的救恩。
It's telling us that the Messiah going to bring the true salvation.
这是旧约。
This is the Old Testament.
那么旧约里面预表了有很多的人，大家如果读旧约的话，啊，这些都是旧约中很有名的人。
So you read the Old Testament, you'll see all these people, they are famous in the Old Testament.
神所重用的。
And those are all people that God treasured and used.
他们没有一个能跟耶稣相比。
But they are not comparable with Jesus.
但是他们每一个都预表着耶稣。
but all of them have prepared for Jesus.
你看亚伯拉罕。
And like we see Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是有信心的。
And he's very faithful.
所以成为信心之父。
He's the father of faith.
耶稣有没有信心？
Does Jesus have faith?
耶稣不但有信心，他也是信心的源头。如果没有他，没有一个人能够有信心。
Jesus not only has faith, but he also is the origin of faith. Without him, there is no faith.
亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
Abraham is the father of faith.
耶稣是我们信心的根本。
Jesus is the foundation of our faith.
他预表着耶稣。
He's prepared toward Jesus.
我们看到摩西很伟大的领袖。
And we see Moses now, he's the leader.
他的特点，圣经上讲他极其谦和。
His main character, he's very humble.
他是领袖。
He's a leader.
但他非常谦和。
But he's very humble.
他预表着谁啊？很明显，预表着耶稣。
He also prepared for Jesus.
耶稣是上帝，他来到人间，采取了极其谦卑的一个身份生活。
And Jesus coming from heaven, coming to the world, have the most humble life.
他自己说我心里柔和谦卑。
Himself he said I'm humble and kind.
我们知道摩西大有能力啊。
We know that Moses have a lot of power.
他举起杖来能够让埃及产生瘟疫啊。
When he raised the staff he can calm down the disaster.
他举起杖来红海能够劈开啊。
When he raised the staff that the Red Sea can open.
你说以色列中哪一个人能比得上摩西在当时？
And you can say anybody have the power above Moses.
但是哪一个人又能像摩西那样谦卑？
But is anybody as humble as Moses?
这个反差很大。
And that's a big difference between humble and power.
有能力的人，有恩赐的人就容易骄傲。
Whoever have the ability and power,maybe pride.
摩西有多大的恩赐？
And Moses has a lot of power and gift.
他预表的谁啊？耶稣，耶稣更大。
And he's represented of Jesus, because Jesus is bigger, have more power.
摩西生在家中，耶稣降生在哪里啊？降生在马槽里，比摩西更低。
Moses born in the family and Jesus born in the stable is even lower than Moses.
我们知道圣经中又提到约瑟啊，创世纪里面大量的篇幅都讲约瑟。
Also in the Bible in Genesis talk about Joseph.
他被他们兄弟抛弃，被抓，被关，最后神高举让他坐在法老的边上。
So even though he was abandoned by his brothers and going to jail, but later on God bring back to next to the prophets.
他像谁啊？就像耶稣。
He is just like Jesus.
他耶稣为我们受苦，最后被神高举，坐在父神的右边。
Jesus suffered for us, finally go up and sit next to God's right hand.
但是，他是预表着基督，他不能和基督相提并论。
And he's a representation of Jesus, but he cannot be compared as Jesus.
啊，下面。约书亚啊，合神心意的大卫王。
Next we talk about David.
这些人身上你都可以看到他们 那些优秀的品格。
Among those people, you will see the good characters.
但是好像在他们身上有时候又有一些不完美的地方。
Also among them, you see imperfection.
所有的事情他们就是指向那个将来神本体的真相，那个荣耀的真相，耶稣要下来。
All of this is point toward the true Jesus is coming.
耶稣合神心意吧。
The Jesus meet God's will.
他说我看到父所做的我就做。他说离了父我就什么都不能做。
He said he looked up to his father. Whatever his father asked him to do, he do it. Without father, he won't do it.
他的言行完全在父神的心意中。
His word, his behaviors, all among Father's will.
我们也知道以利亚。
And we know Elia.
很多人都很羡慕以利亚。好。
And sometimes we are jealous of Elijah.
要我，因为他大有能力啊。
Because he have a lot of power.
呼风唤雨。
He could call for the wind and the rain.
我们知道以利亚，他是直接被神呼召升上天的，他不经过死亡的。
And then we know that Elijah going to heaven directly without death.
圣经中两个人没有经过死亡，就直接被神升接上去。
In the Bible, there are two people like this.
一个是以诺，一个是以利亚。
One is Elijah, the other one is Enor.
他大有能力。
He have great power.
耶稣呢？
And so is Jesus.
耶稣照样能够呼风唤雨，平静风浪。
Jesus can call wind and calm the waves.
而且更厉害的，他死亡了以后，他能够从死里复活。那比直接升天还厉害。
More of that, he can resurrection after death.
所有这些人加起来都还不如耶稣。
So all these people, they add them together is not even close to Jesus.
所以为什么耶稣今后就是我们审判的主？
So this is why that Jesus is the Lord. At the judgment day.
这些人都是神重用的仆人。
These people are the servant that God look up to.
但是他们都没有审判权柄。
But they do not have the ability of judgment.
圣经上清清楚楚地告诉我们，耶稣是审判的主。
In the Bible, it clearly say that Jesus is the Lord of judgment.
所以我们知道，到了四福音。
So now we know in the full gospel.
你看看，这位真正的神本体的真相，神荣耀的光辉说话了。
And so it says, it have declaration of Jesus, says the way is the truth.
他有十多个直接的宣告。
And there are about 10 declaration of Jesus.
在我还没信主的时候啊，我们一开始进入的都是四福音书。
Before I become believer, we always start with the four gospel.
那些带我们的弟兄姊妹都说要从四福音开始认识耶稣。
So the brother sister leading us always say that we need to know Jesus from the four gospels.
然后呢，四福音就慢慢进入到书信，算深一步了。
And from the four gospels, then we'll continue with the letters.
然后呢，再深一步到什么？旧约了。
And then we'll move on to Old Testament.
那时候是这样子。但是我现在，我觉得现在四福音更难读。
And now I know I think the four gospel even harder to read.
耶稣。这么多的宣告，我就是道路，我就是真理，我就是生命，我是世上的光啊，我是羊的门，我是天降的粮，我是活水， 我是真葡萄树，我是复活，我是永生。这么多的宣告中，我刚刚举出来的旧约里面的人物没有一个宣告敢这样宣告，没有一个敢宣告其中的一个。
Among all this declaration of Jesus, and there is nobody in the Old Testament can have the same declaration.
摩西从来不敢讲我就是道路。
Moses never said that I'm the way.
他最多告诉我给你们指引一条道路。
The most he can say is I can give you guidance.
耶稣他能够把这十几个宣告完全集中在他一个人身上。
And Jesus can have all this 10 declaration among his, himself.
所以圣经在四福音中，四福音的四部书中达到最高潮。
And so the four gospel is the highlight of the Bible.
旧约是预表预备。
Old Testament is the preparation.
四福音书，耶稣显现。
In the four gospel, Jesus show up.
到了使徒，到了使徒书信。
And when they continue to the letters.
从使徒行传一直到启示录。
From Act to Revelation.
圣经上描述的都是耶稣的门徒的工作。
So what is described in the Bible is all about the work the disciples have done.
但不是他们自己的工作了。
But it's not just their own work.
是耶稣的灵，是圣灵在他们里面的工作，告诉我们耶稣还在工作。
It is the Holy Spirit's work that telling us that Jesus is still working.
所以我有时问大家，现在耶稣在天上还在地上？
So sometimes I ask people, is Jesus on the earth or in the heaven?
有人要想一想了，圣经上讲不是坐在父神的宝座右边吗？
And sometimes people will think about maybe he's in heaven because it reports that he sits next to Father's hand, right hand.
现在耶稣圣灵三位一体的圣灵仍旧在我们心中，在我们里面做带领的工作，做开启的工作。
Even now the Trinity, the Holy Spirit still do its work in our hearts.
他见证什么？
What did he testify for?
见证在我们身上见证什么？见证耶稣是信实的，耶稣是真的。
It testifies of Jesus is truth. Jesus is real.
我说耶稣上天了，下面的人可以自己做自己的事情啊。怎么
？And it's like if Jesus is in heaven, we could do our own thing.
怎么在美国的基督徒，在使徒行传的基督徒，在中国的基督徒，怎么想的一件事情，说了同样的话？谁在带领啊？
So how come the Christian, no matter they are in China, in United States, they still think about the same thing? Who is leading them?
举个例子，使徒最大的使徒，或者说神用的啊最多的，向外邦人传福音的使徒，我们知道是保罗。
So for example, we take Paul's example. He has spread the most gospel to the foreign countries.
保罗在使徒书信里面写的书信是最多的。
And Paul also writes the most letter.
他以前是什么人？我们来读一下。好，我们来读使徒行传第九章第一节到第六节，还有后面的二十一到二十二，因为长度我中间啊，这个省略了啊，我们来一起来读这件事情，发生在使徒保罗信主以前一件真实的事情。啊，我们一起来好吧？来，扫罗人向属的门徒吐吐威吓凶杀的话，去见大祭司，求文书给大马士革的各会堂， 若是找着信奉这道的人，无论男女，都准他捆绑带到耶路撒冷，扫罗行路，将到大马士革，忽然从天上发光，四面照着他，他就扑倒在地，听见有声音对他说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？他说，主啊，你是谁？主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。起来进城去，你当做的事必有人告诉你。凡听见的人都稀奇说，在耶路撒冷残害求告证明的不是这人吗？并且他到这里来，特要捆绑他们带到祭司长那里。但扫罗越发有能力驳倒住在大马士革的犹太人，证明耶稣是基督。啊，他是 Acts chapter 9 verse 1-6。 啊，我们英文就不读了啊，因为比较长。那我们看到耶稣赐福音以后，使徒保罗身上出现了一个巨大的变化。
So we see that the big changes among Paul and all the disciples.
扫罗以前是什么人？
Who is Paul before?
扫罗不是个坏人的，不是地痞流氓。
Solomon is not a bad person.
他是一个非常敬虔的信耶和华的所谓的犹太教徒。
And Saul is a very faithful, faithful Jewish.
他对圣经旧约非常熟悉。
Saul is also very knowledgeable about Bible, the Old Testament.
他自己称自己是法利赛人的法利赛人的法利赛人。
And then he called himself the Pharisee people among Pharisee.
法利赛人是教导圣经的。
And then those people are teaching Bibles.
他生活敬虔，他没有结婚。
And he also have a very clean life. He does not have marriage.
他对圣经，旧约圣经非常熟悉。
He's very familiar with the Old Testament.
他侍奉大有热心。
He also very dedicated for service.
你看，他能够代表犹太祭司长出来追捕耶稣的门徒。
And he is also able to represent the people and to chase Jesus.
这么一个人。
He's a very.
但是他在大马士的路上碰到了耶稣。
But on the road to there, he met Jesus.
他以为他在侍奉神，结果是迫害神。
He thought he's serving God, but he's actually pressed charges into God.
天上有声音跟他说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
And then there's a voice come from heaven, say, ask him why he pressed charges to me.
这是耶稣说的。
And that's the word from Jesus.
耶稣说这个话的时候在哪里啊？
Where did he say it?
耶稣在天上的时候，保罗、扫罗怎么能够逼迫他呢？扫罗是逼迫地上耶稣的门徒，他又不敢去逼迫天上的耶稣了。
How can Saul press charges to Jesus when he's in heaven? What he press charges to is the disciples.
耶稣为什么没有跟他说，你为什么逼迫我的门徒？耶稣跟他说，你为什么逼迫我？
Jesus did not say why you harassing my disciples. He says why you harassing me.
耶稣在哪里啊？
Where is Jesus?
耶稣在现在，在所有真正重生得救的他的儿女之中。
And now Jesus is among all of us who have a new life from him.
保罗、扫罗看不见。
Saul cannot see that.
怎么可能呢？他是一个那么热心的侍奉主的人，对旧约圣经很熟悉，但是他看不见。
Even Saul knows the Bible very well, he still didn't see it.
中间那段省略的，就是他的眼睛瞎掉了。
And over this, we omit the scripture about when he become blind.
后来圣灵带领他啊进去啊到一个村庄啊，眼睛慢慢又开了，被人啊这个按手祷告开了。
And later on, the Holy Spirit leading him to a small village, and finally he regained his vision.
他为什么眼睛看不见了？
How can he not see if suddenly become blind?
耶稣告诉他，你瞎眼，你根本不知道你在侍奉谁。
Because Jesus tell him, you are blind because you don't know who you are worshipped to.
然后把他眼睛打开来以后，他成了一个什么样的人呢？
After he regained his vision, who he had become?
扫罗越发有能力证明耶稣是基督。
And Saul regained his power and specially testified.
你看，他从逼迫耶稣到证明耶稣是基督，谁的工作啊？
So you see the work from harass Jesus to testify Jesus. Whose work is that?
耶稣的工作。
That's the work of Jesus.
他把这个人完全翻个个。
He has completely transformed this person.
他逼迫耶稣，然后变成证明耶稣是基督。
From his harassment of Jesus to testimony of Jesus.
以后来看他的书信，他为着福音啊，走上了一条十字架的道路。
And later on, you can read his letter and how he shared gospel.
几乎是一个人把福音传遍欧洲。
And he's the person that shared the gospel to the whole Europe.
使徒行传就是见证耶稣。
And the act is the testimony of Jesus.
一直到今天也是在见证，从